Mr. Chairman, distinguished colleagues, at the outset, let me assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation to your able leadership to guide the work of this meeting to a successful conclusion. Mr. Chairman, Japan welcomes the focused and substantive discussions actively conducted in the meetings of experts held this August through inputs from various experts. We thank all the chairs for their efforts and hope that through this intersessional program for the 9th Review Conference in 2021, we can elaborate and develop further possible outcomes on practical measures to enhance the convention. Mr. Chairman, among the topics of 5MX, Japan places a particular emphasis on the national implementation, international cooperation, and preparedness and response-related issues. First, Japan would like to underline the importance of national implementation. Establishing legislation and introducing biosafety and biosecurity measures, as well as export controls, are the basis of the national implementation. Japan aims to promote BWC national implementation, particularly in Asia. One such action is to organize training workshops for BWC national contact points from Asian member states on domestic implementation aspects for 1.5 years. We hope this will lead for state parties in Asia to further strengthen their national implementation, including more robust submission of CBM forms to increase transparency and enhance confidence. Second, Japan has been continuously conducting international cooperation with state parties on a bilateral basis or collaboratively with international organizations and academic and research institutes. All of our international cooperation activities are included in the working paper submitted by the Global Partnership. We have also provided assistance for science and technology, which contributes to peaceful purposes at the government and the private level. We hope that more states can also participate in international cooperation activities in the context of strengthening the convention. Third, it is essential to develop a dialogue on preparedness for and response to biological events. Since we have agreed to learn from the lessons of the international response to the Ebola outbreak, Japan submitted a working paper 4 to this year's MSP entitled Approach to Strengthening Measures for Emerging Infectious Diseases Based on Lessons Learned from the Ebola Outbreak. This working paper includes lessons and measures on how to rapidly respond to such events. Furthermore, Japan will continuously support and will implement the project, which contributes to strengthening each state parties and international responses to the deliberate use of biological weapons. Mr. Chairman, Japan regrets that we had to shorten this year's MSP from 4 days to 3 due to the shortage of funds. We are concerned about the BWC's financial situation, which may inhibit the convention, cancel regular BWC-related meetings, and impede the work of the ISU. On this occasion, we'd like to express our utmost appreciation to the ISU for their continuous support, despite a small number of staffs, for implementing the convention and making further effort to reduce the cost of the meetings. We also appreciate, Mr. Chair, dedicated efforts to solve the financial challenge. During this MSP, we need to seriously address the financial issue and agree effective measures in order to solve some state parties' non-payment of their contributions. Japan believes that it is essential to improve each state party's awareness of their obligation to pay its contributions in a timely manner and form incentives of rapid payment. Mr. Chairman, Japan shares the common understanding of the importance of strengthening the convention, and we believe in the significance of having constructive discussions, building up the common understanding, and taking practical measures in order to achieve this shared goal. To conclude, I would like to reiterate the need to agree on possible outcomes on effective measures, including concrete actions at this MSP toward the 9th Review Conference. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.